At Salt Lake City's marathon on Saturday, race organizers are expecting around 950 runners, plus another 4,700 in the half, 5K, and the bike tour. KUER's Eric Newman went to get some running tips for marathoners as well as the casual runner.
Laura LaMarche is the founder of the Runners Clinic at the University of Utah's Orthopedic Center. She specializes in running mechanics, studying running injuries, and helping people who have gotten hurt to recover. She's also done a handful of marathons herself. LaMarche says tomorrow's course in Salt Lake is unique because it has a lot of downhill at first and then climbing partway through. So for participants, pacing themselves will be really important.
Especially in this race where there's a substantial amount of downhill. In the beginning, you really want to hold yourself back to a pace that you're trying to sustain the whole race.
LaMarche says if you're getting tired while you run, don't be afraid to walk. Also, changing the cadence or rhythm of your run can be a way to find extra energy.
Instead of having a really long stride, try to shorten your stride and turn your feet over quicker can actually reduce strain on your body.
Once you're done, keep moving. Going straight to the beer garden to sit for a few hours probably means you'll be stiff and sore. Long term, she says, it's good to wait a few weeks before doing another strenuous run. And most important, try to have a good time.
Finding ways to, you know, remember that there is fun in all the suffering.
Yeah. It's like type 2 fun, is
exactly.
That the phrase that I've heard?
Yeah, exactly. It was fun afterwards.
The Salt Lake City Marathon starts at 7 a.m. with a variety of other races starting throughout the morning. Drivers should be prepared for delays around the city. Eric Newman, KUER News.